questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have an expert from the Islamic House of Qom, Hojjatul Islam, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
For today's discussion, Sheikh, we want to talk about the effects of the negative and positive thoughts in our daily performance. We know that according to the modern psychology, the thoughts that you have, whether it be positive or negative, have their own effects on your daily performance and on your interaction with the people around you. Now, the religion of Islam, I think, has some talks regarding this case, that how, for example, the negative thoughts will get into the suspicion, or positive thoughts will get into the positive atmosphere you are making with your Muslim brothers and sisters in a Muslim community. What's your point regarding this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, we have two terms here. We may call it optimism and pessimism. And maybe we may call them Islamically husnuzan and suuzan. Of course, there are some slight differences. Husnuzan means to have a good thought about other people, which somehow is related to optimism. And suuzan, or suspicion of others, means to have an evil thought about other people, which for sure is related to pessimism. So, according to the Islamic instructions, husnuzan, which is to have a good thought about other people, is absolutely encouraged, and suuzan is absolutely discouraged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Al-Hujurat, verse 12, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, اجتنبوا كثيراً من الظن, avoid most of suspicion, إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ, for surely some suspicion in some cases it is seen. So for sure, according to this verse of the Noble Book of Quran, Muslims are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to avoid pessimism, which one of the examples of it is to think evil of other people, to have suspicion about other people. Now, one of the points regarding this verse and the similar narrations is that some people may argue that we cannot control our thoughts. So I may have an evil thought about other people. I cannot control that. So how, according to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked me to be away from such evil thoughts while I have no control over them? Inshallah, I will come to some solutions, but the point is that the main point for such verse and other narrations asking the people to be away from su'uzan, or evil thought, is that, okay, thoughts may come to your mind and to your heart, but the point is that you should not act upon them. You may think evil of other people, of course, I will come to the solutions, but given that, you should not act upon that evil thought. So the main point of this verse is that even if such a thought comes to your mind, just keep it as a thought. Do not put it into practice. Do not act upon it. The next point is that in verse 12 of chapter Fath, there is a verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بل ظننتم أن لن ينقلب الرسول والمؤمنون إلى أهلهم أبدا. Nay, you rather thought that the Prophet and the believers would not return to their families ever. وَزُجِّنَ ذَلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ And that was made fair seeming to your hearts. وَظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ And you thought an evil thought. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا And you were a people doomed to perish. Now, according to the occasion of the revelation, this verse is also talking about evil thought and su'udzan and the negative consequence of it. It's been quoted according to some narrations that the Holy Prophet, when he was going to conquer the city of Mecca from Medina, some people, some Muslims in the city of Medina, they did not accompany to the Prophet for different excuses because they had an evil thought. They were pessimistic about this war. They thought that the Prophet and his companions would not return to Medina anymore, meaning that all of them would be killed. So in this verse, very explicitly, they are reproached by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having such pessimism and evil thought about the Prophet and about the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. The next verse, which is also important in this regard, is that in chapter Tawbah, verse 61, and this one is related to us having good thought about other people, some hypocrites of the city of Medina, they call the Prophet Udhun, or ear, meaning that he believes in everything that he hears. He's like gullible. The verse reads, verse 61 of chapter Tawbah, وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيِّ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنْ And there are some of them who bother the Prophet and say he is one who believes everything that he hears. قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ Say, a hearer of good for you who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the believers and believes the faithful. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ And a mercy for those of you who believe. Now, the point about this verse is that they try to say that the Holy Prophet listens to all Muslims and whoever says anything to him, it is as if the Holy Prophet believes in him.
Yes.
But the verse is trying to say that no, this is not the case. This is showing the significance of husnuzan. You should have a good thought about other people.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
There are some narrations about having good thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only we have the concept of husnul dhan about other people, we have it regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am with the thought of the believers, meaning that if they think of me in a good way, I will act upon his thought. And if he thinks about me in an evil way, I will act upon that. This is showing the significance of husnuzan when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an interesting narration in this regard. I'm not sure how authentic it is, but the message of the narration is, I believe, inspiring. According to this narration, there is a person who is, ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to taken to the hellfire. When he is taken to the hellfire, he suddenly comes back and looks around. And Allah says that what was the reason that you turn around and you're looking around yourself. And according to this narration, he says that, oh God, I didn't think about you this way. I didn't think that you would take me to the hellfire. I was told that you will forgive the sins and you will take me to the heaven. According to this narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that take him to the heaven because of his good thought about me. Again, I repeat that I'm not sure about the authenticity of the narration, but the message is very interesting, that always we need to have a good thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point which is mentioned in the narrations is that As I mentioned, although some people argue that we have no control about our thoughts, yes. But the point is that we should not act upon them. This is one. And the second one is that when we are talking about the believers, as long as we are able to justify their actions, we need to justify. Okay. We need to look for justifications. According to some narrations, you see a brother in faith and you think that you see him committing some actions which seems to be a sin. But there are some ways to justify that action, to come to this conclusion that no. For example, he goes to a bar. You may think that he has gone to the bar to drink alcohol. But the other way is that no, he has entered the shop just to ask for an address, for example. So when we are talking about the believers, the narrations tell us that try to find some ways to justify the acts of your brothers and sisters in faith. You shouldn't have an evil thought about other people. At the same time, the narrations tell us that although other people should not think evil about you, but as believers, you also should not act in a way that other people may think in a bad way about you. So, for example, if you are looking for an address, you may go into a bar to ask for the address, and you may go to another shop to ask for the same address. That's so right. Try to go not to go to the bar, so that some people might think evil about you. In one narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Man arada nafsahu lituham, fala yalumanna man asa'a bihizdan." If you put yourself in a place that is called mawdu' tuhma, meaning that in a place that other people may accuse you, may blame you.
Yes.
But if you try to go to that special place, then you may not blame other people who would blame you. You should blame yourself because you were able not to go to this specific place. There is an interesting narration. It's been mentioned that one, the Holy Prophet was talking to his wife, Safiya, the daughter of Huyay ibn Akhtab. A man of Ansar, the helpers, passed by them. Then suddenly the Holy Prophet called him and said that this woman is my wife. She is Safiya, my wife.
Yes.
And the man was surprised and he said that I didn't think evil about you, the Prophet. The Holy Prophet said that yes, but it was necessary for me to explain so that you may not think evil about me. So both sides are important. As believers, we should not think evil about other believers. But again, as believers, we should not put ourselves in situations and conditions that may lead other people to think evil about us.
What about the solutions, Sheikh? Give us some practical guidelines and solutions to this problem.
Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power, as mentioned in chapter Baqarah, verse 214. Prayer and supplication, as it is mentioned in chapter Baqarah, verse 153, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Foresight, to think about future, is another interesting point in this regard. Our friends play a key role in this regard. It makes a lot of difference who are our friends when it comes to optimism and pessimism. And the last point that I would like to share is that when we are talking about good thought about other people, there are some exceptions for sure. So we should not think about optimism in all the cases. No, there are some cases we should not be optimists anymore. So, for example, when it comes to our enemies, are we able to be optimists about our enemies? Of course not. And when it comes to choosing agents for key posts, I'm talking about the rulers of the countries. Imam Ali al-Islam says that in this regard, you should be pessimistic. You should be very careful in choosing the people in power. So there are some exceptions for sure, but as a general principle, optimism and having good thought about other people are highly encouraged based on the verses and the narrations.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن